Hey dudes, it's January 5th, and you're listening to OK Saturday.
Oh, nice. I like the dudes. Yeah.
Very cash.
Yeah, trying to, you know, make them feel comfortable, make them feel welcome.
Yeah, tight.
So you're listening to the OK Saturday podcast, a podcast where four friends get together, record stuff that you guys send in to our OK Saturday Gmail account, and we talk about anything. We answer your advice questions. We also have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/OKSaturday, as well as a Tumblr, which is OK-Saturday.
Yes.
.tumblr.com, and we're on Twitter at OK Saturday. So that's all the places you can find us. My name is Andrew.
I'm John.
I'm Zach.
And I'm Aubrey.
And today we have a topic sent in by Jenna Greenfield, and she says, "Hey guys, topic suggestion. Woohoo! I thought you could talk about your favorite things of 2013, since it's coming to an end very soon," which it did. Like favorite TV shows, movies, books, pop culture, moments, life moments, etc. So thank you, Jenna, for sending that in. And it is now 2014. Everyone kind of got a little caught up in all the festivities over the holidays, and that's understandable. Everyone had families to see, and so we took a little bit of a break. So I hope you don't mind. And I guess we're kicking into 2014, talking about 2013. And I think we're also going to be talking about things that we're excited for about 2014, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know what we actually agreed on. So
I don't remember. We'll do everything.
Things that we're glad are over.
Yeah, right.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, everything. So, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah, no. 2013.
So does someone want to kick us off with something, one of their favorite things of 2013?
You know what? I'm just going to put out there, I really feel like Domino's Pizza is stepping their game up.
Oh my goodness, yeah, Domino's has been killing it this year.
What? No, John.
Okay, wait, yeah. Sell me on this one.
Was definitely the year of Domino's.
Also, and John, now you're the only one that lives in like a real like pizza city, so it's hard to get like, you know, any, you know, unique pizza or anything out in these parts where we are, at least.
Huh. All right.
Seriously, okay. I'm consistently pleasantly surprised with Domino's, and because I remember the first time we were like, oh, let's just get a pizza, and we're like, did they do something to this crust? It's really good. And then we would be like, hey, let's get it with the white sauce or something. And we're like, wow, this is actually really good.
Except for one thing, don't get it twisted. Domino's pepperonis taste like iron.
Like iron.
The pepperonis are kind of, you know, have a real strong, like meaty iron taste.
Oh, that's really gross. All right.
Maybe that's just your Domino's, because my Domino's does not taste like iron.
Maybe it's Canadian Domino's is the best.
Maybe. For New Year's, we got a pizza, and it was Domino's. I guess that's why it was sort of subconsciously in my brain, like the forefront of it, and associating with New Year's. So. Also, biggest regret of 2013, ordering extra sauce on our Domino's pizza, thinking we would need it, and we did not. It was too saucy.
See, I had that almost a similar experience with extra cheese, because...
What? Too much cheese? Is that possible?
I know, right? I challenged myself to go a whole month without getting fast food, and that was for the whole month of December, and I did really well. I didn't get anything. I didn't get Wendy's, and I really wanted Wendy's like several times. and I really wanted Domino's, and Domino's is literally right outside my door. So
you live in the Domino's basement.
Oh, it's so, I can smell it sometimes. And my roommate will get it all the time. But anyway, so I didn't have Domino's, and it finally is January. And I was like, Brian, who's my roommate, I'm getting Domino's, and he's like, you should get extra cheese. I was like, oh, I didn't even think of that. That's genius, because like, you can't have too much cheese, but I did, and it was too much cheese.
How?
Wow.
The only time we've experienced that was when we've got the three cheese and then extra Parmesan and then extra cheese?
That one makes sense, I think.
We once ordered a pizza, and to entertain ourselves and our love of cheese, we're like, let's get every cheese option.
And it's like, you know, this is just cheese.
It's a melted block cheese with crust under it.
That's the thing, because I find mozzarella does this weird thing when it gets too thick. It like it kind of turns back into a brick. And that's what I felt like I was eating, just like a brick of mozzarella. And while it was delicious, it was just too much.
Right. Well, you want a brick of mozzarella if you're prepared to eat a brick
of
mozzarella.
That's true. Okay, that's a good point.
See, for me, I'm okay with the extra mozzarella. I'm not okay with the extra other cheeses. This is now the pizza podcast.
Anyway, which is very doable. But yeah, so there's one of, definitely not the most important, but just one of my noteworthy likes of 2013.
I will talk about the most important and very obvious 2013. We're talking Kim Kardashian and Kanye West getting married, having a baby, right?
Whoa.
Northwest. I saw that one coming.
Not me.
I guess.
I thought she had.
Anything else about that?
So, John, what else did you like?
She said pop culture.
I mean, yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah, she did.
That's the thing that happened.
She also said, et cetera. I feel like it's pretty wide open.
Get you guys, man. Never mind.
Sorry.
Take this somewhere else.
John, you gotta.
Oh.
I said you to go. I can't talk English good.
It's okay. Don't talk English.
Go.
So, anyways, you to go.
I like that so much. What's a 2013 thing that's cool, that's good, that I liked? What was a new thing?
Was there a movie or a game?
Cronuts, you guys, right?
Those are Cronuts.
Oh, man. Cronuts made so many people sick in Toronto.
Really?
There was like, I don't know if you guys heard, but there was a big news story at the CNE, which is like the big Toronto exhibition with, you know, it's like a huge fair with rides and terrible food. And anyway, the Cronut burger made its appearance and over 100 people got like severely sick. And
I
never wanted to try one, so I never got to.
Me neither.
I don't even know what it tastes like.
I want a cronut, not a cronut burger. That sounds disgusting. But I would like a cronut. That sounds like a good thing.
I'd try it, but yeah, I'm not dying to.
Yeah, but I'm not going to wait online for.
I just want a donut.
But it's a thing. Oh my god! Here's the thing. You're all going to hate me. You're going to hate me.
Already there. Go ahead.
You. Could I hate you anymore? Is the question.
Yeah, tell me what I could do to hate you more.
Okay, I'm about to say, I'm going to say one word, you're going to hate me instantly. Brunch.
Right. I like a good brunch.
Listen.
I could hate you more.
You could hate me more. Okay, cool. It's just a really, like, snooty, like.
Like mimosas and Bloody Marys.
But like, yes, though. Okay, listen. I never used to like brunch.
I'm never awake early enough for a brunch, so.
That's the thing. See, this is what's good. You have like a party the night before. You're like out late the night before. And then you have to wake up early and you feel disgusting because why would you ever wake up that early when you were out so late? But then you get like steak and eggs and you get unlimited mimosas and you're with your friends and it just feels like a good time. This is like the whitest thing about
me. You get re-drunk.
I have done that before. And then immediately afterwards you go to 16 Handles. This is what I do, which is a frozen yogurt. And it's just a good day. It's just a great way to have a Sunday. You know?
Man, you're such a New York,
I'm such a New York
socialite,
gay dude. Like, could I be any?
Yeah, a Sex in the City girl.
Oh, and then God, you read your Kindle
on the ride home.
And then what?
Then you read your Kindle on the ride home.
Shut up. Sorry, so what?
The Kindle. It's a good item. It's just
I have a Kindle, and everybody thinks it's funny. Or maybe it's just funny that I have a Kindle.
Exactly. That's I don't know if you heard me, but I said Miley Cyrus. Anyone? She was a hot topic in
2015. She was.
Yes, she was.
Performance. I feel like that's pretty big news. Pretty big event.
Yep, no, that was a crazy thing.
I remember me and Ari watched together, and I remember being you know, as sort of just like, ugh, as everybody else. But then it got to the point where it was just like, oh, okay, I'm ready for people
well, then to it stop became, talking about oh, it. Oh, no, I'm supposed to say, ugh. I'm not going to say, ugh, anymore. Now I'm going to just...
Then it become, but if you say, ugh, you're slut-shaming, and it's, you could do, and then it's just like, oh, God.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay out of it.
I think that putting the drug use aside, because that's not okay. I think Miley Cyrus is pretty cool, besides being a big weirdo, but drugs aside, I don't know, she seems fun.
No, I don't have anything bad to say except for the fact that I'm not interested in her stuff, and I find her stuff.
No, me neither. I would like to never hear about her again, but she seems cool. I have a
thing with Miley Cyrus where I like can't stop.
You won't stop.
Yeah, I don't think you
will. Oh, no. No, see, this is what I'm saying.
Yep. Well, okay, you should. To lay down some groundwork, Aubrey is a huge junkie for celebrity gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Aubrey, you're like my personal e-talk host, or, you know, like, or from TMZ, because without you, I wouldn't know half the stuff that I know about celebrities.
The thing is, I say it, but no one cares. I'm like, hey, guys, have you heard about this? And you're just like, okay, yeah. Oh. All right. Hey, let's change the topic quick.
Sorry.
So it's glad to know that you appreciate it.
Right? I do.
Okay, well, anyway, so Miley Cyrus, she had a crazy year. And the thing about Miley Cyrus is I'm embarrassed. It's the same way I feel about Kim Kardashian. I'm embarrassed to be interested, but I'm so interested.
I mean, that's okay.
And I know that's what they want, and that's what cuts so deep, because it's like, doing exactly what you're
buying to the hype.
I am. Hook, line, and sinker. Finally. New video on Vivo, and I'll count down with you. Jeez, oh, why haven't you released it yet, Miley? You're saying on your Twitter that it's supposed to come out. Hey, but it's already midnight.
This is Aubrey, like, checking her Twitter and refusing to follow it, but, like, checking every day.
Right, that's the thing. I won't follow Miley Cyrus on any of the things. I finally just accepted that, you know what? I should follow Kim Kardashian on Instagram, because... whatever. I like
that's
to see.
Okay.
My excuse is I like to see Baby North because it's a cute baby and it looks like a mix of both of the people who made it and I like
it. Is it really a cute baby? I have not seen.
It is, has beautiful eyes. It's like, you would see like the happiness in this baby's eyes. Is pretty.
But then
another top 2013 has Kim Kardashian apparently waxes the baby's eyebrows. I don't know if that's
true. What?
I don't think it's true. I'm not going to buy into the hype for that one, but that's what everyone's saying, because it has perfect eyebrows, but it might just be, you know, jeans or whatever.
You're not going to buy into the hype. I'm going to remember that you. I'm going to remember that you said that.
It is a cute baby.
It is. See? It just looks like Kanye West and Kim Kardashian
it
made
does.
A baby.
It does. That's weird. I mean, that makes sense, I guess. Oh, it is a cute little Kanye Kim baby.
Right, it really is. And then also, since talking about babies, might as well just bring up Blue Ivy Carter, Beyonce everything.
Yes. Beyonce, yeah, wins yes, the Beyonce, award 2013 of... Beyonce. Yes.
Wait, but didn't she come out with her album 2014?
No.
Nope.
Did she?
Nope.
No. Okay. No.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're right. It's only the 2nd or 3rd.
It was Friday the 13th of December.
Right.
Hey, good for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2013, you know, while I'm embarrassed like those other two, I'm not embarrassed about my love for Beyonce and all things Beyonce and little baby Blue Ivy, who's also looks exactly like a mix of Jay-Z.
Okay, listen, I think, I don't know, man, because I think Blue Ivy just looks like a baby Jay-Z.
It does, but then... if you look at baby pictures of Beyonce, you see it.
Oh, okay.
You should do that.
I should go and do that right now.
But, yeah.
This is so, also not the, what's the...
She said pop culture. She did not say pizza. But she said All right, so those are my... I'm going to take up the pop culture section of this.
That's podcast. Really... That's totally fine.
That's fair. You know what? Because I don't know. I mean, I know about this stuff, but I don't know as much as you do.
If Zach and Andrew ever aren't here for a podcast for some reason, we could have the Beyonce, Kim Kardashian, Miley Cyrus podcast.
That would be okay because I have many things to say.
That'd be really weird if Aubrey was here, but I wasn't. She would.
Yeah, that'd be really weird. I don't know. So
she'd lock me in a room so she could record the Beyonce podcast.
Yeah, Zach's not here right now.
Out, so. And then in the background, you hear. Stop
it, Ace. You're dogs.
I know Ace sound a lot like Zach is sounds tied like, up in a crate right now.
But. Sound, man, my dog really sounds like a muffled human face. But.
Anyway, so, Andrew, what about you? What's your event?
What's the haps?
Oh, okay. I'm going to go with one of my favorite things from 2014. It's going to be another food thing. Because this year, I think, has been the year of trying new foods for me. Mm. And I honestly had one of the best dinners of my entire life. Out of, like, all my mom's cooking, out of all the restaurants I've ever been to.
Oh,
nice. I had, like, the best meal of my life. And if you're living in Toronto, I'm going to put, like, a plug out for this restaurant. But it's called Adulis. You spell it E-D-U-I-L-S, I guess? Yeah, that's exactly how it sounds. Adulis. There you go. But it's spelled with an E. Anyway. It's this really cute little house-style restaurant. There's maybe 8 tables, and you kind of have to, like, get a reservation a month in advance if you want to go eat there. But I strongly recommend that you do. It's like it's a prefixed carte blanche menu, so you never know what you're going to get. And it's made by, like, these 2 incredible chefs, and I think they're married. But just the food there was phenomenal. I went there for my 1-year anniversary, and it was just, like, aww. It was really great.
Cute.
Anniversary. Cute. Me and my girlfriend had an amazing time. So I recommend going there and just, like, if you're into trying something new and if you're open, if you're somebody who's really picky, don't go because, like, the first dish that we got was, like, this, what was it called? Fluke sashimi in a relish, kind of, like, the homemade relish thing. So if you're not, that, like, if that doesn't interest you at all, then maybe it wouldn't be free.
Was it expensive?
Yes.
Okay.
It's also not a cheap place to go. But I would expect that out of any place that, you know, if you're buying a 5-course meal and it's prefixed, like...
5 courses.
Yeah, 5 courses. Whoa. Mm. You can also do 7 courses if you want. Woo! If you
want. I'm going to do it.
I want to do that. Not 7 courses, 5 maybe. I want to do
that. No, it's a lot of fun.
I want to do 7.
Okay, when you don't know what your next dish is going to be, it's like, ooh, that last one was really good. I wonder if I'm going to like the next one.
That's kind of exciting. I like that. I like that.
They give you like a fart salad or something.
And this is the gourmet fart salad.
And it's just like a bamboo steamer and they open it and there's a fart wafts into your face.
Ew.
Or no, they go into a great length, like, describing the food, like, oh, you know, we use Lola Rosa greens with radishes and this fine sherry vinaigrette, and like the chef just comes over and farts in your salad.
Bon appetit.
Or he just ate that and then
the chef ate all of that and then he's just
That's gross.
Also, speaking of food and not farts,
what?
2013, I discovered that I absolutely love gingerbread.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I never had gingerbread before this year, and then I had it, and it's
really
all I ever want to eat forever.
Me and Aubrey made an obscene amount of gingerbread from scratch. And I also knew I liked it, but I now know that I love it because we made it because we were going to give it as gifts to people, but we kept half of it and ate it.
We were going to give it to our landlord, and then we're like, you know, what does she really do for us?
Yeah, we pay her to live here. Like, she's not doing us any favors. We pay her.
So
you ate it.
We ate her
cookies.
That's great.
Yeah, we made a double batch, and we ate more than one batch.
Yeah, but hey, it was super good, and it was a very spiced Very gingery gingerbread. So it's not for sissies, but it's delicious.
This is my proposition to everyone for 2014. Why does gingerbread have to be just a Christmas thing? I say gingerbread year round. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Right. Mm. You don't have to make them gingerbread shaped. You can make them like just cookie shape.
We talk about food a lot.
Food is great.
Not a problem. Not a complaint.
A lot of life.
Memories are
food is memorable. Like I remember so many different times that I've eaten. Mm. So
one of the best meals I've ever had. This is completely off topic, but I'm just going to say
a plateful of gingerbread cookies.
It is true. That is one of the best meals I've ever had. But the best meal I've ever had was actually with you guys in Canada.
Oh.
At that, what was it called? Something tree? The cherry tree?
The rich tree.
Rich tree.
Ripened tree.
Whatever. And it was that delicious, it was a savory crepe.
Oh, right.
It had, like, all those tasty things, spinach and, you know, sausage, and oh gosh, it was so good. And I think about that every now and then, and I'm just like, but then I also think of the memories that go with it of being with my friends in Canada,
and that's why food is memorable,
right?
Mm. Yeah, should we talk about should we keep going on about our favorite stuff? Should we talk about something we didn't like about 2013?
I can talk about some things I didn't like.
Bring it down a notch,
John. Yeah,
all right.
Let's go there.
So, if I could never hear the word twerking again in my entire life, I would be a happy human, I think.
I thought you liked Miley Cyrus. I think she's cool.
I thought she was... I think even she, when everybody started doing the whole twerking thing, even she was like, oh, now it's not cool anymore. Not a thing I want to do.
It was never cool, I say.
I agree. And I'm over it. I'm over that. I'm over the cup song. I'm over the cup song.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of, like, popular things that were just, like, beaten to death.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of them. Honestly, okay, listen. I'm sorry, but Pitch Perfect was not that great.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
I didn't even know it was a movie, so...
Oh, my God. My friends... For, like, the first half of 2013, whenever I went to my friend's apartment, they were like, let's just casually watch the musical numbers in Pitch Perfect, and they would just play them, and I would want to die every time, because I just don't. It wasn't that good. The cup song wasn't that cool. They stole it from that one YouTube video that made it, so that's rude.
They stole it from that episode of Zoom, where they did the cups.
Did they do that in Zoom?
Oh, did the cups?
They definitely did that. Not that song, but they did that with cups. Yeah,
really? I did not know that.
I think the kids in school and stuff too. So. Yeah, I mean,
but I didn't hear any song done to it.
And also, last thing, challenge videos on YouTube.
You mean like,
the cinnamon challenge?
Oh, I thought you meant like vlog candy.
No, no, our challenges were amazing and flawless. These. are stupid and make you look like an idiot, and like that's what YouTube's become. It's like, let me watch someone choking on cinnamon or like eating a weird food that they didn't know what it was, or I don't know.
Bitter I think about it. I want to add to yours, John, and just say
gimmicky.
YouTube in general is one of my least favorite things in 2013.
Yeah, YouTube was just, pretty bad in 2013.
Yeah, I agree.
The only thing we watch on YouTube is food videos now.
Yeah.
Good choice.
The food videos are safe because they're always different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all the changes, everyone who, you know, all the emerging vloggers who, you know, use that same formula. It's just like, I don't want to watch any of this crap anymore.
Mm-hmm.
All I do now is watch gaming videos and I don't care about anything else.
In life.
Yep.
That's it. I was trying to make gaming videos. And
I agree.
I agree that it's well, you know, now it's gotten to the point where it's just like, you know, really lazy television shows where it's just like, okay, what's the obvious laugh or what's the obvious thing people like, and then if they're successful, it's like,
let's do that.
Okay,
forever.
And I'll have my daily vlogging channel. I'll have my you know. Whatever channel, I'll have this channel, I'll have this, and then it's just like, oh god, I don't need more of you.
people would probably disagree with this.
I know. We're not in the popular opinion. I guess
the people who listen and watch us, though, kind of are in the same mindset that we are when it comes to things like that, though. Or mm-hmm. to a degree.
Yeah, I guess, see, for me, it's if there's something I enjoy, whether it's YouTube or a show or whatever, if there's like a funny moment or something that's good and I enjoy in it, my attitude is more sort of like, oh, that was good. You're like, what's next or what else do you have? Rather than like, that was good. Now I want it over and over and over again.
Yeah, I agree.
But also, go ahead.
I just remembered a thing that I want to be gone forever. I know if you've seen the show, I've seen one episode, but Duck Dynasty.
Oh, I haven't seen that, but I've heard.
Oh, I hate Duck Dynasty.
I've heard many problems. The whole thing
that is gone for too long. I don't even know how long it's been on, but it's been too
long. Okay, on top of that, I'm also tired of the, of course, then all of the reality TV shows and networks latch onto that and go, let's make shows about people who are like the hillbilly archetype, or
except for that one
like,
they're watching about that guy who captures.
Oh yeah, the guy who captures like pests, right. and turtles and stuff.
Turtle guy,
turtle man.
The guy who catches turtles.
But the fascination with that kind of culture and lifestyle in these reality shows now, because there's more and more are popping up.
Right.
And it's just like, oh god, yeah. I get it. Like, oh man, isn't it so funny how these people are like in the woods,
yeah.
or like. Oh, they have southern accents. Oh man, they don't know the finer things. Oh, it's so funny. It's just like, oh
yeah, man. During Christmas, we saw like Duck Dynasty brand chocolate,
everything.
A Duck Dynasty brand pajamas. It's like
Duck Dynasty ornament, Duck right. Dynasty freaking stocking for your fireplace.
Yeah,
that could go. I have not seen an episode. I don't even.
Oh, I've seen one episode, and it's exactly what you think it is. So.
I'm just over. I'm over, like manufactured reality TV like that in general. You know, The Real World is coming out with a new season where, well, for that's news in itself that The Real World is coming out with a new season, and they're bringing like a full house of people, and then all of their exes, and it's just like, oh, just stop making things. Just stop it.
Real World,
huh?
Where everyone just acts civil. It's like, you know what? We're adults. I could acknowledge that your ex is here and you're not with her anymore. Let's just have dinner. And that's it. That's what I want.
As an episode of Chewing.
You know, we've talked about this before, or I have anyway, about if we had a reality TV show, I would be okay with watching a reality TV show where everybody's nice and friendly, and it's just about friendship and good times. That
I would too. If there is a show about our friendship, that's what it would be. I mean, there's a little spat every now and then, but it's not like enough to be on a show. But that's why there's no shows of us. So,
so I guess reality TV can go away in general.
Yeah.
And so can Big Bang Theory. That could just go away.
Is that still making? Are they still having new episodes of that?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, my God, no.
It makes me really bummed out when I go to a comic shop, and they're like, looking through the stuff, and there's, like, a Big Bang Theory shirt. I'm like, no, come on! No.
Yeah, if I see another Bazinga t-shirt, I'm going to punch the person wearing it.
I've seen that, and I was like, what is that? That's from a thing, I know it. I've never seen the show, but I know I hate it.
It shocks me, because, like, a decent amount of, like, not just people who are like, oh, man, look at funny, like, you know, I guess I say this with a huge eye roll, like real nerds even like that show. And it's just like, don't you get it? The show's like making fun of you. Like the show is saying, look how funny it is that these people are nerds.
Maybe we're not smart enough.
Maybe. We're not certainly not more than a fifth grader, but yeah, so also 2013 has been back to 2013. It's been a big year of Netflix for me and Aubrey because we don't have
TV.
Cable. Yeah. So we've just been watching a lot of Netflix and a lot of acquired television shows that we download and stuff. And
acquired.
That's been, yeah, I said, hey, I'm not gonna incriminate myself. How about the cyber police getting after me?
Oh God. You Andrew, what's the thing? What
what?
the cyber police. What are they? What did that dad say?
Oh, you mean
say?
Like the you done goofed?
Oh, you done goofed. Is that it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, that is a reference.
I like that you knew what I said when I didn't even really say many words.
Jesse Slaughter, yeah.
Oh, Jesse Slaughter, that's right, I forgot.
Yeah. Consequences will never be the same. Those are all the,
that's right, you know the whole thing.
I'm slowly remembering all of them now.
Thank you.
Oh my god.
Anyway, sorry, Zach, that was just a side note.
No, no, it's okay. And also, what I was going to say in relation to that was... and sorry for everybody who, for some reason, haven't watched it, but 2013, the end of Breaking Bad was a pretty big deal.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, that was a huge deal.
Breaking Bad definitely was one of my favorite things of 2013.
Me too.
Yeah, just,
2012,
right? Well, one of my favorite shows of all time, but it ended in 2013.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just like a perfect ending. Sorry, I'm talking over you.
No, no, and end of 30 Rock, too.
And the end of 30 Rock.
Oh, yeah, there were a lot of shows that ended.
Wait, was that 2012 or 2013?
I think it was 2013.
Okay.
I think it was 20. I think it was the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. Were there any other shows they killed that we liked?
Hmm.
No, I'm excited for Mad Men to come back in 20. For me, it ended. But 2020.
John's like, talk about a show I watch.
No, no. I'm just all my friends love.
We can talk about Doctor Who if you want.
No, no. I don't want to talk about Doctor Who. No, all my friends watch Mad Men, and I just don't. I tried, and I didn't really get it.
You need to wait until a few episodes. I know all these shows are like, wait until a few episodes in for it to pick up, but...
Mm-hmm.
They're all really decompressed.
See, that's really hard to do when the show is an hour long, and it's like, yeah. Like...
But I guess you just need to trust in your heart that things will get better.
That hashtag, yeah. It gets better.
The problem is, I've watched 8 episodes of the first season, and I can't anymore. I tried, and I kind of liked it, but I was... I tapped out. I was like, done.
Well, at least you tried. Hey, it's not for everyone. I thought I'd hate it.
I super like the era. I love how it feels. I like almost everything, but I don't feel gripped. I don't feel invested in John Draper. I don't care. That's the problem, is I just don't care.
Well, the thing about Mad Men, and the very thing I thought I'd hate about it, I ended up liking about it, is that everyone on Mad Men is just a bad person, and I just had to accept that, because I'm like, maybe something good will happen, and this person will be happy, but just bad people all around who are just not happy, and that's just the way it is. And that's what I ended up liking about it once I came to accept it. But anyway.
I will say also in 2013 House of Cards came out, and Kevin Spacey's one of my favorite actors. And if you don't know what House of Cards is, it's a Netflix exclusive TV show. It's amazing. It's probably probably the best new TV show I've seen in a long time. And Kevin Spacey probably plays one of his best roles I've seen him in all in a long time too. I know I'm kind of like saying way too many good things about this show, but it was really, it's really, really good. So if you have Netflix and you haven't watched House of Cards, I don't know what you're doing with your life, but you have a problem and you just need to watch it.
I haven't even heard. So
I've heard of it, but
I'm going to watch it.
My worry is that it'll be too political.
It's political, but it's also. Like, Aubrey, if you're into, like, people being evil, almost everybody in House of Cards is, like, super evil.
Oh, I
so.
Love stuff like that. That's great.
I'm not into people being evil, but I'm into doing evil things to people, so...
Kevin Spacey, super evil, because, like, the whole premise of the show is Kevin Spacey works in the White House, but he wants to be president, so he does anything and everything to become president.
Oh.
So, maybe we'll watch
I'm
it
I'm gonna
one.
Say.
That sounds like Downton Abbey, but not at all.
Like, yeah, I don't. From what I've seen, it seems nothing.
Like what I just mean is like just people, like everybody's like scheming, and it's like scheming people. You know, hey, I have a thing in 2013 that was interesting that isn't a good or bad thing. I don't know. And this is my job, so you're gonna like roll your eyes when I talk about it. But I feel like social media. Like, is the thing now. Like, a huge, huge thing.
Did you vomit when you said social media?
I did vomit when I said social media.
Was social media always a thing?
Yeah, but I feel like... Well, here's what I'm trying to say. Is I think that in 2013, a lot more... It, like, mainstream-type people are realizing the benefit of it. And I feel like it's a bad... It might be a bad thing, because... You know all these companies that are trying to be, like, cool? Like, Taco Bell. It's like, oh, yeah, I don't care. Like, and that's their whole Twitter.
Taco Bell is cool.
Hey, I'm following McDonald's on Twitter, and I'm... I'm just saying.
What does McDonald's tweet about? What do they say?
Oh, their new specials. Their hot wings that they got.
Their new buffalo some odd rippers, chicken whatever thing.
It doesn't matter.
Anyhow, I wouldn't know if I didn't follow them on
Twitter.
They
post a lot of pictures, so that's I like great. That.
No, I'm just saying. There's a. I feel like social media was always a thing, but now it's like everyone is on it. Like
I hear what you're saying, and I agree. I think whereas before it was like, okay, you know, people from our generation, we grew up, basically if you were like a teenager in like the mid-2000s when it was really exploding, you were obviously all over that stuff. But now It's just that much more like ubiquitous and like, hey, not just, you know, hey, I'm tech savvy or hey, I'm into like the subcultures of the internet. Like everybody has everything, you know, whether it's your sister, your mom, your brother, like your dad.
You know what we have to thank for that, I think? You know what I think brought everyone together?
What?
Instagram.
Oh, interesting thought.
Because everyone...
Yeah, that's kind of true.
No, and you everyone can link it to your Tumblr and...
together with pictures. Everyone likes pictures.
It's funny because I remember... And I'm not calling you out, Zach.
Oh, I know what you're going
to
say.
I'm not trying to do that.
I know. No. I have.
But I do remember, Zach, you being very adamant about not wanting it, which I was very adamant about not wanting certain social media. I don't think I wanted Twitter. I know I didn't want Twitter, but eventually I got it because everyone else was on it. So I'm just wondering if that was kind of how you saw it, too, because I know now you are on Instagram because you were the first one out of all four of us to have an iPhone. And I know that... Oh, yeah. Instagram first came out for the iPhone.
It's funny because, and I do, what Instagram used to be, I think, where it was just like I think people were much more into the novelty of Instagram, being like, oh man, make a really boring snapshot with like an old filter on it, and that's all it really was. Whereas now, I think people are more into these sort of, like documenting my life aspect of it and aren't necessarily like, I'm going to pick the craziest filter or like, but so right. Basically I think people have relaxed on Instagram. And a big part of it was, you know, when Aubrey moved here, we'd be online all the time because just work and stuff. And, you know, we would both, I don't even know if it was both at the same time or, but the conversation of where, the sort of comment thought was like, man, is it just me? Is Instagram like not embarrassing anymore?
No, here's how it went. All right, I got an iPhone for the first time ever. 2013, my year of the iPhone 2, by the way. Just saying. Mm-hmm. So I got an iPhone for the first time ever, and I was like downloading all the apps, and I was like, I could post pictures on Twitter, and then I'm like, the Twitter thing sucks. Oh my gosh, Instagram! Instagram is so cool, Zach. I think I'm gonna get an Instagram. And then I just did it, and I was like, Instagram. I love Instagram. It makes everything better.
I think I was shocked when you got it, because I thought you didn't like it either. And I was like, what?
Aubrey, well, I didn't. I just didn't think. I was like, I could just use Twitter picture. I don't post that many pictures. But I'm like, now Instagram encourages me to post pictures. And
Well, it started to become obvious that it was the best place to sort of, you know, like I said, document your life in a photo like way. Yeah. Because, yeah, like Twitter is a mess. So
Twitter's not the way to do it. Facebook's on its way out, in my humble opinion.
And Facebook's kind of a mess, too. And so basically, it became that, where it was just like, hey, you know what, this isn't so bad. And then after Aubrey did it, I was like, yeah, all right, this is fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now I, like, love the way Instagram is layout.
Because before Instagram, the only, like, picture or image social media website was Daily Booth.
Oh, yeah.
And that died.
I think that's why it died.
I had a hole in my heart where Daily Booth used to be. And because like I didn't just post pictures of myself on Daily Booth. I'd post pictures of stuff that I bought or stuff that I wanted to show everyone in like an easy way. It's like, here's a thing I want you to see, so here's a link to a picture. Mm-hmm. Or here's my Daily Booth. You can follow me on there. It's easy. So I wanted a new one of those, and I guess I gravitated towards Instagram.
Well, that's why I like Instagram, because you don't have to feel pressure to post a picture of yourself. Because sometimes on Daily Booth, I'm like, I'm looking like a crumb. I don't want to take a picture of myself. But Daily or Instagram, you can post whatever, and I don't feel like the normal OCD I feel with like these sites where it's like...
She says that, but you should see her trying to post an Instagram.
Oh my god, leave me alone. Oh, I'm better with Instagram. That's what I'm saying. All right.
Do you ever think about how much life you've wasted trying to pick out the right filter for your Instagram picture?
When, when you posted that tweet, I didn't have Instagram, and I was like, oh, come on, how long? And then I got Instagram, and I was like, oh, no. Zach, tell me what filter to choose. I can't make the decision.
Every time she takes one, it's, okay, which one should I use?
Zach, spell check this. Do you like this blur on it? Is this too much? I can't handle the pressure.
That's what I say. When she says it's easier, she's not really thinking
about it. But
with
other
it.
Things, I would worry about it so much, I'd just be like, forget it, and just not post the thing. So, I'm a little more carefree with Instagram. It's a good way to document your life. It actually, the filters enhance the photos, which I like. I like that it's a grid format. You know, it. I'm all for Instagram.
Yeah.
So I think Instagram is the app that brought everyone together into social media. Because then once you get an Instagram, you got to get a Twitter, and then you link it to your Facebook, and it's all connected.
That's true.
So there you go. Mm-hmm. That's my final words for 2013. Here's to 2014, everyone. Woo! Sign us out, Andrew.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Hi. So I guess that's the end. I was going to also say that one of the things I hated from 2013 was Instagram introducing video feature, but that's all I wanted to say because I hate the video feature because I think it's stupid.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb.
They're trying too hard to be Vine, and I hate Vine. So, I hate Vine, by the way, everyone.
Vine's pretty awful, but
I liked it, but now who cares?
Yeah.
Ever since Vine became or tried to become like, I'm a sketch comedian, I'm going to be funny on Vine. It's like, no, none of you are funny. You need to stop.
Oh, yeah. People trying to be funny on Vine are the worst.
Yeah, I haven't been on Vine in, like, since it came out. So I posted, like, 2 Vines, and I'm like, oh, all right. There's so much pressure. And then you can't undo, and it's like, well, F it.
Yep.
Anyway, keep going.
Anyway, so 2014, it's going to be a great year. It's going to be awesome. And where am I going with this? So... if you, I've got also something stuck in my throat. There we go. There, okay. I'm together. So, to recap, if you guys want to send us any topics to talk about, we love getting your emails. If you want to send us any questions, like advice, relationships, it could be, you know, with your family, it could be just about life in general, what you're doing. Send us that too. Everything to oksaturday@gmail.com. You can find all of the podcasts on iTunes now. John has figured that out, so which is awesome. And also, you can follow if you want the podcast the moment it's released. Follow us on Tumblr, which is ok-saturday.tumblr.com, because some jerk stole our username. And if you have that, can you give it back to us, please? Because it's just a nightmare saying dash every time. It's a nightmare. And I think that about wraps it up. I think. Did I miss anything?
I think that's all the things.
That sounds wrapped. Press and sealed.
Yep.
All right.
Saran wrapped.
A new sponsor.
I wish.
Type in the code. Type in the code pizza taint for a coupon.
What?
Pizza taint.
What? All right.
For a 20% off coupon.
I love pizza taint.
Oh my god! I should have said seamless. 2013 seamless. Love seamless. Sorry, didn't start using it until like this year. Anyway.
What is seamless?
Oh, like Grubhub, like ordering food, like food online. Oh, it's all about food. All we talked about was food.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Tell me about that after, because...
And this podcast, then tell us about it.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Adios.